B-Pod Studios.
That's an app. For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.5 of Sports Hub. It is Tutcher and Rich. I just I gave Joe Murray some awesome advice that I got this week. I did not even know about this, and to be quite honest, I can't get to a Taco Bell fast enough because apparently you can put Fritos in everything if you just ask, and they'll put it in there for you, which just blows my mind.
So you're a Fritos guy, huh? Do you like the spiral barbecue ones too that they make?
No. Do not bastardize best. A Frito. You keep a Frito pure, and you
wrong,
keep. I don't even like the
those
scoops.
Those are the best.
Those are really
those
good.
Are awesome. The spiral ones.
Yeah, the spiral.
Those are incredible.
Nope. Don't even like the scoops. The scoops are not built the right way. There's too much. It's
what
too
is
crunchy.
Wrong with you? What? They're both incredible.
Nope. And by the way, here's the only thing I'm out on. Taco Bell delivery with the Fritos, because then the Fritos are mush by the time you get it.
You don't want a soggy burrito.
You don't want the delivery in general is fine, but with the Fritos, it just destroys them. So, real quick, let's go to Travis. Travis, what's up, man? Sorry, Travis, your phone is screwy. Okay, so
hold on.
There you are. You there?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to open up the Crunchwrap Supreme and put the cheesy Fiesta potatoes on top and then reseal it.
It's just like roll it back up. They'll probably do that for you if you ask them. You ever bastardize food there, Joe Murray, when you go to a restaurant, like ask for something ridiculous off the menu?
Yeah, I do. So here's what I do. I always order something like, I don't like lettuce, so I always order like no lettuce on something. But because here's the deal. They make it fresh. You don't want that thing sitting in the bin all day. Like if I'm going to order something, it's going to be like, all right, I want a... You know, I want a chalupa with, like, extra cheese and no onions
throw
or whatever.
Throw that stupid rabbit food out. I don't want any of that nonsense.
That's how you order, because it comes out on a grill, and then they have to make it right away, and you get it fresh and hot. That's the
no,
way
they
I do.
Open it up and grab the lettuce with their hand and throw it away and then wrap it back up.
I don't want any of that. That would be terrible. But, oh, yeah, I bastardize food. Like, I get my own thing and then put stuff on top of it. Like, I don't know. There's something about sauces at, like, fast food places that are just, like, a barbecue sauce from, like, I don't know, McDonald's, somewhere like that. Oh. So good.
And you just like, you'll put that in like a Big Mac.
Yeah, why not? I'll dip a burger in like barbecue sauce.
All right. So this is weird because, and as I said, Joe, you're the perfect
person. Onion ring on a burger? Oh, that's where I'm at.
Now we're talking. That's good. That's good stuff,
man.
Right there.
I don't know. But burgers are weird. I don't like too much on it. Like I don't like onion rings, stuff like that. That's kind of weird.
It's not bad. Rings. What's wrong with onion rings?
I like it, but I could just order a side of onion rings. It's not the same thing.
Well,
like,
that's what I do. I order the side, and then I put it on there.
All right. So Popeye's people are freaking out because I guess they just came out with a chicken sandwich. And by the way, is it weird that Popeye's never had a chicken sandwich?
Yeah,
very strange.
Weird, yeah.
So they just came out with one, which is basically the Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's got like a pickle, except they added mayonnaise and all this. And people are losing their mind. There's actually stories of lines that are so long that they sell out of these chicken sandwiches, and then they've had to close down the stores because it's been such a they weren't prepared for all these people standing outside, and everyone's bugging about when's there going to be more chicken. Like there's one in Cleveland, I'm reading a story right now, where they actually shut it down. So this guy from is it Migos? Am I pronouncing the name of the band correct?
Yeah, Migos,
and yeah. This would be what's his name? Quavo.
Yeah,
Quavo from Migos. I am down with the hip hop community. He ended up posting a video yesterday, and he opens up the trunk of his car, and he has about 30 of these Popeye's chicken sandwiches. I don't
is
know
he
how he got
them out of the trunk, or
but the
doing?
Man's connected. And here's Quavo from Migos.
I heard y'all both looking for them, man. They sold out everywhere. Got them things going 1,000 of chicken, 1,000 of. Come zoom in on them, baby. Come check them out. Got them thing by the bowl, man.
So he's charging $1,000 for a chicken sandwich online. I'm sure by the time you get it, it's delicious.
Yeah. I saw this week that like all the mentions online from their marketing team was the equivalent of like over $23 million.
Okay, so what is the deal? Like, I mean, is it like why are people freaking out about this?
I don't know. I've been like retweeting videos myself, people going in. It must just be the best chicken. So I like Popeyes, but I feel like death after I eat it, though. That's the only problem. It's so good. But yeah, I guess their chicken sandwich is the best thing going. It's just a pure chicken breast, a breaded breast. Is what it's all about. It's got the world by craze right now.
I'm getting some tips. Somebody said at the kiosk at McDonald's, because we've all been to a McDonald's that's got the self-order kiosk, says order a cheeseburger, select the customize option, and add a chicken patty.
Ooh.
I'm all right with that. Put the hash brown in the sausage McMuffin. Order an extra hash brown for a side.
Oh, yeah. There's a place,
I've done that.
There's a place in Boston that does that.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Throws the hash brown right in it?
Yeah.
What's the long? Is there a food you've ever waited in like a huge ass line for, Joe?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. I know like there's a place in Downtown Crossing I go to. Oh, God, they make this like bullseye or whatever it's called. They put the hash brown inside there. It's so good. I have waited in line though, but yeah, nothing like this. Like I don't know if a chicken sandwich. No, I'm not waiting in line.
I know this would drive Fred crazy because he can't understand any of this, but I've waited in line for so much stupid stuff. Like, I mean, there was one time where, you know, White Castle has an equivalent called Crystal, and I was living in Dallas at the time, and there were no Crystals in Texas. And Crystals they're really good. I mean, they're not like great, but they're really good. And one opened probably about 10 miles from my house, and I drove there, and there was a 2-hour wait. And I waited in line.
There's a place out Wallach's Way called Casey's Hot Dogs. Yes. I'll wait in line for that thing all day long.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know
Casey's
what it is about that
legend.
Hot dog place.
Oh, yeah. Casey's a local legend. They have a bar on the inside, or I don't know what you call it, like a counter.
Counter, yeah.
A counter, and it has like 8 stools, and that's it. And everybody else has to wait outside.
And like I go to food trucks now. Like if you work in the city, there's these food trucks outside. Mm-hmm. I'll wait at that bacon truck for a grilled cheese. I don't know, for an hour. I've done it before. happened.
You know what? I'm kind of out on most food trucks.
What?
You know why?
Germs.
Unless it
germs, baby germs.
No, it's not germs.
All right.
If it's one where they have to cook it, it takes forever.
It
on
does.
Most food trucks.
It is so bad.
And it's like you're sitting there waiting, and if it's a Saturday or something, or during lunch hour or something like that, it takes forever. And now when you get it, it's excellent. But I'll go right up to like frozen hoagies where they make the ice cream sandwiches, the cookies. Like anything where they don't have to cook it, I love. And the concept of a food truck is amazing. But my God, they got to figure out how to cook faster. Those things are really, I mean, it's you gotta wait forever to get any kind of thing for those deals. All right, let's go to, what is this, line one, Bird, you wanted me to take? Line one? John.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, so in the high school, we used to go to McDonald's, and we used to grab 2 McDoubles off the dollar menu and 2 McChickens and Mac sauce, and we combine them all together, and we used to call it the McGangbang.
Okay. I've heard about that before. Do you really do that?
Oh man, it's unreal. After a couple bones, trust me, it's unreal.
I have done that.
You, I believe.
So that's how you bastardized your. Hang on, what is it made of again?
So he's getting basically a McDouble or a Big Mac and a couple of chicken. So he's actually putting the chicken on like one of the all beef.
But he was saying it's a wake and bake situation. Yeah. You get up at 10:30
after a couple
you go
of
to
bones.
McDonald's, and then you do your thing. That was his point.
Yeah,
Joe's eyes lit up I've done that. That's awesome.
First time I ever experienced it. I went to a McDonald's and they had 2 for $2 Big Macs, and I definitely downed those bad boys.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't think I was high, though. I just got really hungry.
What's the best food to eat when you're high? Like, in your opinion, what's your favorite? Like, if you could have it, like, delivered to your house, dream meal.
Oh, man. So, I don't know what... All right, so, Five Guys, for some reason, they're burgers and fries. Like, just all the fries they give you, I don't know what it is.
It is.
And then Chinese food, man. That China food. It is so good. Especially, like, I don't know. In the city, like, there's a Charlie Chan's open till 3 a.m. in Jamaica playing. Like, that's... That was where it was at back in the day.
I know that they're required by law, but the worst thing that ever happened to Five Guys was putting the calories up on the board.
Oh.
Because the burgers, whatever. You know you're going to eat a burger and it's going to be like 600 calories or whatever like that. But take a look at how many calories the large fries are at Five Guys. It might be 1,500 calories for a large fry. Let me just double check because it is just – I remember seeing it and going, oh, sweet Lord. They should have never put that there. I'm never going to eat another fry there. Hang on, large fries, calories. Here it is. That would be 1,314 calories.
Woof.
For large fries.
Takes a strong man to stare that down if you're over the age of 30.
They're so good.
All right, hang on. What is this, Dan? Here, okay. So you've okay. This is how insane this.
We found a news story from Michigan that
has anyone had this? First of all, I want to hear it. 617-779-0985. Let me hear the story.
The newly released chicken sandwich at Popeyes is taking the internet and the nation by storm. Fox 17's Aaron Parsegian joins us in studio after seeing the lines for himself. The sandwich has made lines pile up here in West Michigan. Aaron?
Yeah, Atra, this was actually the line at the Popeyes on Division in Grand Rapids today. Cars were stopped in the street waiting to order the treasured sandwich. Most stores across the state are now sold out.
We've been hearing all about these chicken sandwiches at Popeye's, so we figured we'd come and try one because it's all over the internet and people are saying Chick-fil-A is in trouble.
This week, it seems a fast food chicken sandwich is all anyone wants to talk about.
It was pretty good. This is my second time back here at this location, so I want to try it again, and it was so good.
A piece of fried chicken, pickles, mayo, all on a toasted bun. It's apparently so good, it's been causing traffic in GR.
And the traffic the first time when I first came here, it was all the way wrapped around. Like, everybody was trying to get in. There was, like, people getting out their cars, walking in. It was pretty good.
Delivery drivers are also having trouble keeping up with the demand.
If you want it, you got to wait. The line is usually wrapped all the way around the street, wrapped around the corner to on the Burton Street. And every time I come in here, I'm waiting about 40 minutes for the chicken sandwiches that people are ordering, and then I can go deliver on them.
Though on Saturday, customers from Muskegon to Wyoming faced the same problem.
I'm sorry, we are sold out of the chicken sandwiches.
There are no more sandwiches.
They're sitting in this line all this time, and they out. My feelings hurt. Now I got to try to get out this line.
Because you only came here for the chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had to break the news to some.
Well, I hope I'm not breaking news. Are you aware they're sold out?
Well, I guess we won't be trying one today, but we'll be back to try one, though,
look at
for
face.
Sure.
Most of these locations we're hearing are hoping to be stocked up on Monday. By the looks of it, the hype around this sandwich is not dying down anytime soon.
Yeah, because somebody brilliant just started this. So I don't know how the hell they convince everyone that a chicken sandwich is like the greatest thing ever. It's like, right, what was the Szechuan sauce, the Rick
Szechuan
and Morty thing that made everyone go nuts with that? And like nobody knew what that sauce was. Yeah, I don't understand. Now I gotta have one. You know what's the weirdest thing is that anytime there's a story where somebody gets in trouble, like a restaurant for how disgusting their food is, it makes me want to eat it even more.
Yeah.
There was a story that just came out. Like it was a false story that someone had somehow released out there, where some guy on the internet claimed that Dairy Queen was using like human meat, like human body parts for their food or whatever. And like the health commissioner actually had to come out because I think that Dairy Queen, it was backfired so bad. Dairy Queen was like, dude, can you make a statement? They said, yes, it's not human meat. It made me want to eat it even more. It made me want to go get like one of those like Brazier doubles or whatever they are from Dairy Queen even more, because anytime something disgusting, a story comes out, I have a weird reaction. I want to eat it. So I got to get one of these sandwiches.
Oh, Dairy Queen makes a damn good burger. They have really good food if you've ever been up.
Yeah, Dairy Queen's legitimate. Let's go to Chris. What's up, Chris?
How are you?
Hey.
Hi, how you doing? First time caller. You guys are talking about Taco Bell, and I was reading something over the internet that they have a Taco Bell resort.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it was like a 1 week thing. I want to put on the guy who had the sandwich. Put in the guy who had the sandwich. I don't know what line it is.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, Rick.
All right, Rick. You had the sandwich?
I did. I had it Friday, and it is the size of my kid's baseball glove. It is huge. I think that's – it weighs like 2 pounds, and it was fantastic. I think that's the big drawer. It's way bigger than the Chick-fil-A one.
Well, just buy two Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Just buy two.
Again?
Then just buy two Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
I know. This thing was like $4.50 or something. It was fantastic. But when I tell you that it was huge, I have pretty big mitts, man. And it was like, it filled my entire hand. It was big. It was,
right.
It was definitely worth the $4.50. And there was no line. Because I don't think it's as popular up in New England as it is down south. So people, there's not very many Chick-fil-A's around here to compare it to.
You can do
but
both.
I'll tell you right now, it was worth every penny.
All right. Put them on hold. Find out which one it is. Hey,
you could hit the casino, hit up Popeyes, do the U-turn at Taco Bell, and go home. You can do the whole thing right there, Rich.
Oh, look out. That's a Saturday night. There it
Joe,
is.
Joe, you up for it on a Tuesday night?
I might be.
Let's talk.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I have absolutely nothing going on tomorrow night, and like shoving my face with fast food and going to the Encore sounds like the perfect evening.
Jesus.
You want to be a slob with me?
Hey, again, don't threaten me with a good time. It sounds really fun.
Let's slob up together.
Look at the two of you. No kids, no responsibility. Bam.
We'll go back to your place and try out some of your,
Look at Rich hanging
loose. Oh, by the way, I just want to share this. I know we have to go to break, but I have sat in a dispensary line and come to find out that they ran out of flour. And, there's been outrage.
I thought you guys were all mellow. Take these kinds of things.
Oh, they run out of weed. What are you going to do?
Panic.
That's
apparently
what keeps them mellow.
I see.
Yeah, come on. That's like his serum that turns, Bruce Banner from turning into the Hulk. You want Joe Murray smashing stuff? All right. So we'll talk about that. We might have a little Tuesday night ahead of us. All right. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
An app. For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub, it is Tutcher and Rich. I just gave Joe Murray some awesome advice that I got this week. I did not even know about this, and to be quite honest, I can't get to a Taco Bell fast enough because apparently you can put Fritos in everything if you just ask.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tub. The sports
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
It's Tutcher and Rich. And, there was a story that came out last week where I think Gordon Hayward was dedicating some sort of thing for charity. It was like a basketball court that they were giving to some sort of charity, but he answered questions afterwards. And one of the coolest things that I got out of that press conference was that instead of, like most players, going out of town and spending times, where they grew up or going and seeing family, he stayed in town this summer just to rehab. And I guess he's been at the Arbach Center just practicing, getting back. He says he's 100% now. And I was already excited about how he was going to play this year because if you take a look at guys like Paul George, it wasn't the year they came back. It was the year after they came back that they end up having extremely impressive season.
Uh-oh.
So you would have to think that mentally – no, this isn't any kind of championship delusion or anything.
Right.
I don't think that's the case.
But I
think Gordon Hayward's going to be really good.
Okay.
I think that he's going to be better than we think he's going to be. And I also like that. I like hearing that from this team after just the diarrhea we had to deal with at the end of the season. Everything seems to be going in the right direction. It's not where we all thought it was going to be, but everything's trending toward a positive, and I like that.
Real quick, Rich, we had a chance to watch Team USA play an exhibition game against Canada this morning down in Australia. The FIBA World Cup begins this coming weekend, and Jaylen Brown looked really good. Kemba Walker looked really good, and I was telling Joe this off the air. I don't care if the U.S. wins this thing or not, or if they split games, or people are saying it's minus star power. I just want to see the four Celtics play well. And
yeah.
Marcus Smart was on the floor. I mean, and he was doing Marcus Smart things. He made at least two big plays on defense that wound up and dunks at the other end where you saw him diving on the floor, poke a ball loose from behind. It's good to see in an international play, a guy like Smart is valuable, and you saw Jaylen Brown play very well, and Kemba Walker's the leading scorer on the team. I just want to see these four guys play well, and then let's see what happens when they roll the ball out in a couple of months.
Well, anything that gives them playing time together and a little bit of chemistry, or at least a head start on chemistry, is good by me. And especially, it's going to be, you know, pretty highly competitive. So, you know, that's nice. You don't usually get that in the off season. But the other thing, you know, you got the Celtics who are kind of trending in the right direction, and they seem to be making the right decisions. I think that this whole Kyrie thing just left a bad taste in everyone's mouth, and they're saying, we want a team that basically people can feel good about rooting for. And then there is something that happened all the way on the other side of the country, which when I heard all of the whispers and I saw all the tweets that, you know, maybe this is going to happen, I'm like, this would just be too good to be true. And this is one of those things that just sounds amazing, but is never going to come to fruition, but it did this weekend. Dwight Howard has signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. And the way it, not only is this going to be glorious, because obviously we knew Dwight Howard was fantastic last time he was the Lakers. That worked out perfectly. Oh, do you remember how everyone thought this was a super team? Yeah. Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant. Kobe and Dwight Howard absolutely loathed each other. And Steve Nash, I think, broke three games into the season.
Yes.
And they were absolutely pathetic. And and what have I always said, John, about Dwight Howard? What have I always said about him?
He's a cooler.
Yep. No team will ever win a championship now, with Dwight Howard on the roster.
Yeah, and that's been proven year in and year out. I mean, you just look at Dwight Howard's numbers. He's been a double-double machine since he's been in the league. I mean, he's led the league in rebounding a handful of times. He's good for 15 to 20 points a game. But he has that adverse effect on chemistry in the locker room. Give the Lakers credit, though. They're not giving him any guaranteed money. And they sat down with him for a couple of weeks saying, okay, cut the crap. If you want another job, and by the way, this is the last chance for Howard. He's not going to sign with another team after this if he screws up. I mean, the Lakers understand what's at stake. This is their chance to go win something this year.
This is the most awesome mess of a basketball team. And apparently how Howard convinced them to sign him is wildly embarrassing. So Shams Charania, am I pronouncing his last name correctly? The guy who's now with Yahoo, he took over for Woj when he left.
Yep.
So he's been kind of, he's with the Athletic now, right?
Yes.
He ended up kind of doing a little play-by-play of what was going on. League sources said Howard had a convincing and emotional meeting with the players and Lakers official, explaining how he had reached rock bottom a season ago and needed to find a new mindset in his life. First of all, can you imagine this? Like, can you imagine just sitting there and Dwight Howard coming in and basically crying to you and begging to be on your team? On and off the floor, he was not the teammate he needed to be in playing for three teams in the past 3 years. He did not take the game seriously enough, he said. He did not understand what was needed to turn the corner. They said the Lakers gathered momentum in their own research into Howard over the last week, but needed the roster to be fully on board. Howard won over the players in the locker room for his approach and mindset during the visit. So he basically went in and just said, guys, please, I know I've sucked, and I know I've been on three different teams, and I know that when they asked the Grizzlies for permission to let me talk to you guys, they went, abso-effing-lutely, get the hell out the door. And I know that every team I've been on has thought I was an albatross, but this time it's going to be different. And you know what? Such welcoming personalities like Rajon Rondo that I'm going to be able to deal with. And you know what? How about Lance Stevenson? I think Stevenson's still on the roster. You know what? These guys seem to be, like, with arms wide open, they're going to welcome me into their crew. And the expectations are so low, so I feel that I can be myself on this Lakers team and just finally try for the first time in a while. Oh, this is going to be the best. This is going to be a disaster like we've never seen before, and it's going to be so funny, too, because you know what? I kind of hate Anthony Davis now, too.
Why do you hate Anthony Davis?
Oh, because of, like, how he walked out on his team, and he basically, because of Rich Paul whispering in his ear, completely left them stranded midseason. Like, that was a dick move. I mean, granted, I know everyone seems to do it now in the NBA, but it doesn't mean you don't like him.
I was just
going to
say, he's hardly alone.
Okay, well, I mean,
a lot of guys do that.
What player that you like has done that?
No,
I said, I refuse to play.
Yeah, no, that has been a while.
Yeah.
But there was some thought that during the period of time leading up to the trade deadline, you know, New Orleans put him at the end of the bench saying, you know what, we don't want you to get hurt. You're ready to come back, but we may trade you before the deadline.
Yeah, but he forced his way out. He straight up said he wasn't going to play.
I think it was a little bit of the team. Now, granted, a lot of it was Anthony Davis, but the team, if they're smart, say, we're not going to put you back out there.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
And Lance Stevenson is still with the team.
Yeah, they'd rather have Dwight Howard than Jakeem Noah, which I'm sorry. I'd take Noah over Howard any day of the week.
But neither.
No, but like it's between Howard, who's already failed.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Noah's a 2 and Howard's a 1.
Yeah, but like, just give me Noah over this guy any day.
I think Noah's heart's in it, though. It's just he's broken, isn't he?
Yes,
isn't he
just is.
Been a ton of, okay, so yeah, I would take a guy whose heart is into it, and like you might get like 20 games out of. If you're paying the same nothing, then a guy who comes in and just destroys locker rooms. I've only said that about two players, that you'll never win a championship with one of them, and for two different reasons. It's him, Dwight Howard, and Carmelo Anthony, and it's not because of the locker room thing. It's just because dude won't let anyone else shoot.
Yeah. And Carmelo to the Lakers thing is still on the table as well.
See, please have Carmelo on the Lakers. Just add him too.
The only
just
guy
throw
it missing.
All in there and let it work. Oh, that would be the best. And you know what? For me, must-see television. Like, I have to see this train wreck. And because LeBron's going to throw everyone. He's going to be that passive-aggressive LeBron that he has been in years past and all the players because they're not perfect like he is. Oh, I can't wait for this disaster. And, you know, it's like the universe just answered my prayers. I was looking. I was like, oh, they're not going to sign Dwight Howard. They're not that dumb. LeBron's kind of trying to, you know, he's going to try this year. And nope. Like a bomb going off right in the middle of Los Angeles. We're going to sit there and watch it all burn. And it's going to be hysterical. And meanwhile, our team's probably going to get the 3 or 4 seed. And, you know.
How many wins, Rich? How many wins?
50? 49?
All right.
I got to think a
little bit. So you're saying you lose Kyrie and you win the exact same amount of games you won last year?
Yeah, I think okay. So. Because I think that, first of all, there's no excuse for Tatum and Brown now. They have to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Tatum had a good year, but it's not the jump that everyone thought he was going to have.
Jason Tatum is going to have a very big year this
year. Yep. And as Joe Murray would say, I'm in
you're
on
in?
Hayward. Yeah. I think Gordon Hayward's going to be better than people are giving him credit for.
All right.
Lakers win total 50.5, by the way.
Ooh. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be a disaster. I think it's all going to backfire. And, I mean, it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, Anthony Davis is wildly talented. He's so damn good. And they still have LeBron. It's LeBron still plays. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But I just know that there's going to be so much cattiness and so many stories. Ramona Shelburne is just going to leak all these little things out because she's hearing everyone talking trash on each other. I can't get enough of it. Oh, it's going to be a fun season. Can't wait for tip-off. All right, 617-779-0985. If I was Dan Roach, I have a feeling that he was covering himself in peanut butter this weekend. Tons of news to make Dan Roach happy. We'll get to that right after this.
Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, stack, stack it up. 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 Stack, stack, stack it up.
Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up.
Well, it is indeed 98.5 Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We got Joe Murray in studio with John Wallach. And I heard Zolak was marching around. Is he still in studio or is he going to come back for the crossover?
Do you really have to ask that question?
Yeah, of course not.
He's not here. Like,
Hurricane Zoe comes in and just spins around. And
he's standing out there in front of the window. We're talking about him and he's not paying attention at all. He just breezes in here, drops his stuff off, you know, fires off a few four-letter words and leaves. But I can tell you, because you're going to talk to him about what happened to him last night during the crossover, he's in full denial mode.
Well, good. I mean, well, we know it's not real. I mean, that's the thing is we know
but
none of it's real.
But do we?
You see, I think we do, but it's one kind of like a funny, unfortunate thing, but he didn't do anything wrong. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Tom Brady is someone who really does not like the name Tom Terrific, We have learned that. He tried to get it patented a couple of months ago. That story leaked out. And Tom Seaver, the pitcher from the Mets, he got pissed, and everyone got pissed because they said that he was supposed to be the original Tom Terrific, and how dare you try to steal the name. And to that, Tom Brady said, I don't like it. It's just I wanted to stop people from ever using it about me. I don't know if I quite buy that, but sure, I guess we're cool. But either way, he ended up losing that patent. He ended up not getting the patent. He failed to trademark it after this weekend. They made it official. So any kind of Tom Terrific, it looks like it's fair game, and Tom Brady has no right to that name, whether you want to use it or not. So there you go. All the Mets fans rejoiced. Matter of fact, I saw some people online saying, it's because the judge is a well-known Mets fan. And
yeah, like, that's the judge really cares about.
The patent judge? Yeah. Like, who are you talking about?
Right, right.
The judge at the patent office? So, rejected. There'll be Tom Terrific stuff everywhere bootlegged outside of Gillette. So this weekend, if you're Dan Roach, I have to imagine you have the Red Sox on one TV, and the other one you are sitting and watching online all of the announcements that was at DisneyCon this past weekend. On top of there being all the things to make Dan Roach extremely happy about renovations to all the parks, there's going to be a whole new Epcot. They're redoing everything. I wonder if he's sad or he's happy about that. Like, I wonder if there's like certain rides that he's like, ah, you know, I rode that when I was a kid and I don't want them to ever change it. I wonder if there's like he's legitimate angry about any of this.
That's true. You can't redo Peter Pan. You got to keep it vintage. You got to keep it exactly the way it is.
Well, you know, Crash's dead mother is in It's a Small World.
Yes, I did know that. And as a matter of fact, you remember I went to Disney a year ago. And I actually thought about that while I was riding the ride.
Oh, you can't not. Like, if you're there, so what happened was, you know, Crash's mom, you know, when she died, they cremated her, and he brought the ashes to It's a Small World, and in the middle of the ride, they just dumped it right out in the river.
I couldn't help but think, is this the room Crash's mom is in?
Yeah, so if you put your hand in the water and It's a Small World, just know that you're high-fiving Grandma. Yeah. And a matter of fact, they actually had to release some sort of press release, like a statement warning people not to pour ashes into It's a Small World because Crash is just one of many. I guess that's a thing that all these people say, I want to be buried at Disney. And instead of actually getting buried, because there's no way you could possibly do that, they just sneak the ashes onto these rides and try to put them in there, which is extremely disgusting. But at the whole Disney con, they announced a whole bunch of new movies. Disney, of course, owning Marvel. And at one point, Robert Downey Jr. came out on stage. And immediately people were like, whoa, is he back? Whoa, what's going to happen here? And he said, actually, no, here's a bit of trivia for you. The very first time I went to Disneyland, I was transported to another place within moments of being arrested. He said, I was brought to a surprisingly friendly processing center, giving a strict warning, and returned to, if memory serves, one very disappointed group chaperone. I've been sitting on that shame for a while. I'm just going to release it here tonight. He goes, I would like to make amends to whoever had to detain me for smoking pot in a gondola without a license.
At Disney World. That's fantastic. You don't see it happen that much.
No. And he said, I don't want to further confuse the issue by insinuating that pot smoking licenses for the gondola are in any way obtainable. So, dude got arrested for smoking some of that Joe Murray.
I was just going to say, Joe, you ever been to Disney World? You try that out?
No.
Take it for a ride? No?
Nope.
Never been or never tried smoking pot during a ride?
Never tried during a ride.
Okay.
Ever been stoned at an amusement park?
Maybe.
Okay. That's a yes.
Spinning rides, no, or yay or nay.
So you guys have probably been up to Canopy Lake with that little sure. Turkish twist thing. On that ride. I can't breathe. I almost died.
I don't think it's called the Turkish twist anymore. It's called like the Mind Scrambler or something like
right.
that.
Or like that's the right. Gravitron or whatever the thing
you,
is.
You man. Didn't appropriately prepare yourself?
Yeah, I did not. I got stuck to the wall and I couldn't breathe.
I would just think of all, I mean, you would just know not to get in that ride anyway, less if you were someone under the influence.
We've talked about this before. There's only certain things you do stoned, and there's many things you don't do stoned, and one of them is grocery shopping.
You don't? Oh, yeah, because you'll just buy a million things. Yeah, totally. But you said car washes are A-okay.
Oh, that's where it's at, man. Okay. Especially the one on Route 1 there with all the lights.
You just sit there in that passenger seat and you're just like, man. Just it's like those little big brushes come in. Does it ever spook you out at all? Or is it
no, like the 4th of July, it's a great night.
Okay. You need to write a list. You need to post a list of what you do and do not do.
Okay, I can do that.
I'm sure you can.
One of them, hopefully, is hang out with Rich Tuesday night and
get some
fast food and go to the Encore.
There's going to be a lot of pressure on you tomorrow. I want you to know that. You bet. Now you really have to do it, or Rich is going to rail about this. Oh, you hear this? You hear this? He hopes he can make it.
Listen, I'm not holding him to any kind of commitment or anything like that.
Oh, Joe does the worst.
Joe does what he wants to do.
I would love to do this.
It's going
to
be a topic of discussion on the program for 3 days.
No, it's not. I will not throw him under the bus for that. I will not.
All right. If you say so.
If he wants to, great.
We'll see.
If he doesn't, I'm perfectly fine with shoving my fast food in my face by myself.
Okay.
Done it all summer.
Famous
also, Black Panther 2 received a release date of 2022, and Kit Harington, a.k.a. Jon Snow, is going to be in an upcoming Marvel movie. He's going to be in a movie called The Eternals. Everybody get excited for that.
More sorcery.
On top of that, the Star Wars, a bunch of announcements on that. It looks like the new Disney Plus television show they're going to have is going to have a show called The Mandalorian, which is the story of Boba Fett, it looks like. But it's looks like, I've seen the trailer, it looks like it's going to be legitimately good. So the guy who's directing it is Jon Favreau, who did like the first Iron Man. He's done a bunch of good movies. Also, I think one of the directors is the dude who did Thor Ragnarok, and it's got Gus Fring, the dude who owns Polos Hermanos from Breaking Bad. That dude is terrifying, and I think he's a bad guy in it. So there you go. So that's going to be on there. Ewan McGregor is going to reprise his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and they are going to be releasing a brand new Star Wars trailer as well. Speaking of Breaking Bad, we finally got a trailer for the brand new Breaking Bad film, which is going to end up coming out October 11th. And from what they're saying is that it's not only going to be on Netflix, but they're also going to reveal it or have it at a couple theaters as well. And it's about the life of Jesse Pinkman after the end of Breaking Bad. I am in on that.
Yes.
No question whatsoever. So, you guys Breaking Bad fans?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Better Call Saul is also great as well. I like that.
Better Call Saul took about two seasons to get good. And last season was excellent. Last season was the only season that to me felt on the same level of quality as Breaking Bad. Like, now it's taken off. Now it's excellent. And I won't spoil anything, but there's one character that had to die for that to happen, and I'm glad he did. All right, so 617-779-0985. We'll find out what the hell happened with Scott Zolak on Twitter this weekend and get the truth right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 of Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich and Joe Murray in this morning. And I wonder if Scott Zolak has already picked up and moved John Wallach from the Big Johnson chair.
He's cocky. I'm telling you, man, he's got a different look about him. You know, he finally co-hosted after 10 years for 2 days. And would you take off last week, Wallach?
Yeah.
Entire week?
Yep.
That's how exhausting that was.
I had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the co-host chair, took a week off, and here I am back.
Rich, he got his eyebrows trimmed. I walk in the bathroom. He's got his chin up. He's checking himself out, his head sideways, looking himself in the mirror.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm like, look at you.
Like even when he talks on the air, he's more handsy too. You know, it's like I gotta tell ya,
it's like a guy after sex sitting there smoking a cigarette. Like,
very relaxing over here.
He's got a swagger to him now.
Yep. I've always wanted to imagine John after sex.
The hell, McConaughey.
Yes.
All right. So speaking of that, we need to clarify something because I thought it was very funny, and I believe I know exactly what happened. So there was a tweet that you put out this weekend that people were sending to me, and I was like, I don't see why everyone's sending this. So Zolak last night around 9:30, tweeted, drives me nuts seeing freaking tool bag players around the NFL that take their pads off, allowed by coaches with no control, to be different than all others scratching to make teams. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, that's, he's making a point about blah, blah, blah. And then I realized what everyone was trying to point at, and that is underneath it, it says, sent via Twitter for iPhone from Don Boulevard Strip Club. So it looks like your location services was on, and called Don Boulevard Strip Club came up, which, that's not a real place, right?
I don't know. Jim Loftus pulled it up. He found the location, which is close to my house, down in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. But there's a Facebook page for it. You click on it, and it doesn't exist. I don't think.
So did you immediately get like a ton of tweets from people going, dude, you're at a strip club? And we were like, what are you talking about?
Ian Rappaport from NFL Network called me immediately. Hey, dude, like, you know, I always got your back on stuff, man. Like, turn your locations off. I know you're in a jiggly joint. I'm like, what? So I retweeted it. Strip club question mark. My phone blew up like crazy last night.
Oh, I bet. And you tweeted out a photo of your feet like on the couch. Like, dude, I'm at home.
Yeah.
I'm not at a strip club.
Yeah, I don't frequent those. I don't like giving my money.
Yeah, does it frustrate you?
What?
Like, does it frustrate you? Like, you know, everyone's coming up trying to get your money, and you're like, eh.
I don't want a private dance. Yeah. I'm just here for the food.
So did you physically move Wallach from the seat, or is he still sitting there?
No, he's still sitting there. He won't move. He enjoys it. He's, you know what he's doing right now, Rich? He's scrolling through ESPN.com, just looking at sports stories.
Stats.
Yeah, because he's not doing headlines. So, like, normally he's like, what was the score? What was the game time? Mm-hmm. And all right. That stuff. Look at him over here, Beetle. He's looking like a real host.
His spot till 10.
This is crazy.
He's going to leave 1 minute earlier,
I bet.
He's
getting flashbacks to Wallach and Dickerson.
Oh, those are the glory days right there.
Isn't it amazing Mustard and Johnson lasted and you guys didn't? And I told John this. I said, there wasn't a Saturday where I didn't tune in and listen to those guys. Like, you guys were always on.
Yep.
And I dug the show you two did. I really did.
I mean, RG3 outlasted Andrew Luck. So, I mean,
that's coming up 10 to 2. Glory days for the... For the 10 to 2 show, we're gonna start with the Andrew Luck stuff.
We have some
outstanding audio to start the show with.
What a weird, weird Saturday that was just.
The Beyond so Dumb 10 to 2 show. Well,
all right,
we'll begin soon.
All right. So, what else? Anything else you guys can talk about, or is it all?
I don't know. Pat stuff. We got cuts. What else? The David Ortiz story in the Globe.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Mm. Doesn't it seem to me?
Put Beatles mic on, please.
It seems to me there is a ton of information that someone is holding on to, but they're waiting for confirmation. Doesn't it seem that way to you?
That or they're waiting for someone to let them write it.
Mm.
I mean, maybe that might be the case.
Yeah.
That could, but I also...
Who's going to write it?
I mean, I don't know. And the thing that came out this weekend that Hohler wrote about the guy being in charge, which I'm sure you're going to cover, being tied in with baseball.
Yeah.
It's not like we haven't smelled that this was like a... That there was shenanigans the whole entire time.
Well, I'm sure Ed Harris, he'll get to the bottom.
Did you guys talk about Cameo.com prices today?
We did.
Did you guys know that we recently paid for a Cameo.com shout out?
Oh, really? Did you really?
Yeah, we had one on the show from Dean Blandino.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's great. We found out that Nick can't pronounce Dykstra, Lenny Dykstra. We found that out.
What did he say, Dykstra?
Dysykra? He said it.
I would have said Dykstra.
Tara Reid for $100. I'm sort of intrigued.
Get on that.
We've been there, done that. We already got our Tara Reid shout out.
We've got one
in the system somewhere.
You should pay it, make her say something about Brady. They dated.
I bet she'll do that lickety split. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good show.
All right.
We will see you all tomorrow. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This certainly isn't how I envision this or plan this, but I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life, but it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.